Hi, what we're now going to do is look at marketing SAQ number two. That's marketing should ask question number two in the series. And the question here is, how do I select my own target market? A target market that's right for me and my business. Well, let's remember that what you're trying to do is to make life easier for yourself here. So what you don't want to do is waste time with clients who are unprofitable, who are unnecessarily time consuming, and are simply unenjoyable to work with. What you really don't want to do also is to waste your time trying to match a client's problems and needs with your brilliance where they don't match. Also, what you don't want to do is to waste your time with clients who will never refer you to perfect clients that you're seeking for your business. And finally, what you don't want to do is to waste your time with clients who will quibble constantly over paying you for the considerable value that you're delivering into their lives. The flip side of those points are the criteria that your target market that you've selected must meet if you're to invest your time with them. Because what you do want to do is work with clients who meet the following. They're clients who hear you talking to them and only to them. They're clients who hear you articulating their problems so clearly that nobody else could possibly articulate them like you, even the clients in the target market. Clients who regard you as the expert in your field, which is their field. Clients who you can reach efficiently and effectively with minimal time, cost, and money. Clients who will pay you without quibbling for the value that you're delivering into their lives. And finally, clients who are in a market that eventually you could dominate that target market. And so what we now need to do is to give you the tools and the knowledge to massively leverage your ability to attract those clients. You ready for this? The first thing you need to do is to be very specific. That is, as I've mentioned before, go for a niche or very small and focused target market. Now, let me give you an example of that. Let's take small business owners. I have many advisors coming to me saying, I'd like to work in the niche market of small business owners. Well, think about that for a second, because there are 4.3 million small business owners in the UK. And how many of those can you and your business really deal with? Let's take you as an individual advisor. You could deal with maybe 100, possibly 125 to 150. At the very outside with a large support team, perhaps you could even do with 200. But 4.3 million, I mean, that's a market in which you would simply get lost. It's a morass of individuals and companies. So why would you want to go for that size of market? What you need to do is to niche down in that market. Make it focused and very specific. Maybe pick 5,000 to 10,000 people to talk to or small businesses to talk to. That's all you need. 1% of 10,000 is about as many clients as you could handle. So why go for any more? The first clue to finding your own comfortable niche market is perhaps to try things geographically. Niche geographically. By that I mean, why waste your time travelling unnecessarily? Why not choose a tight locality, maybe 10 miles within a radius of your office or home, to which you can then apply very focused attention and energy? Now, the result of that will be you'll be operating within a community where it's much easier for your name to get passed around, where it's much easier for you to become respected and recognised within that community, because you're never travelling outside of it and you're not spreading your energies thinly. Make things geographical. Why don't you try that way of niche marketing? Another way of finding your own niche that's right for you is to niche professionally. Niche in a vertical industry or profession. I'm passionate about this niching. Most people are frightened of it because they don't know how to say goodbye to everybody else and focus just on one professional or industry niche. Let me give you some examples of professional or industry niches. You could try only working with veterinary surgeons, or maybe doctors, or maybe dentists, or perhaps, as I did, IT professionals. You see, that's a very clearly defined niche market. As well as looking at niche marketing by industry or profession, why not look at a niche demographically? What do I mean by that? Well, demography could include things like age group or factors like ethnic background, perhaps income levels or assets available for investment. See, all of those are demographic factors that you could niche in. And there are many, many permutations of those demographic factors, so you could create a niche just for you without great difficulty. Can you see how very specific you can get in niche marketing? And I have to say, there are other factors you and I could consider, but the three that I've given you so far are quite enough for you to easily select your own target niche market for you to work with to deliver the sort of business results that, frankly, you're not getting right now. Why don't we take what we've learned so far and use those three criteria to see if we can create our own niche market right now? How about pharmacists who live within, let's say, a 20-mile radius of Birmingham, who are between 50 and 60 years old, and who have, let's say, 150k of investable assets? That would be a niche market you could work with. Here's another. What about dentists? Let's say they're between 45 and 55. They are within 30-mile radius of central Manchester, who draw a personal income of in excess of 75k, and who have, 200k to invest? That would be a useful market that's very niche, very defined, and very clear. I'm going to make a suggestion. Why don't you take the points you've learned on today's video, sit down with a notepad and ponder carefully a niche market that's right for you. I'll guarantee you this, if you can choose just one specific niche target market and stop trying to talk to everybody and anybody, I guarantee this will happen. Your revenue and your profits will increase in the next 3 to 5 years. And you'll spend far less time each week and each month capturing that revenue, and you'll enjoy life more. I guarantee it. I look forward to seeing you on the next SAQ video.